With some exceptions, it hasn't been a very encouraging start to the salmon season.
I guess for both net fisheries, gillnet and seine, we're looking at port chum salmon catches and port sockeye catches, and yet to be determined for pink salmon.
Troy Tinas is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Management Coordinator for Commercial Fisheries in the region. By the middle of July, the region's pink salmon catch neared 600,000 fish, still a far cry from the preseason forecast of 28 million, with the bulk of the season still to come. Tinas explains indicators have been mixed on whether returns later this summer will meet that, with some up and down fishing in southern southeast near Ketchikan.
There was some good pink catches that showed up in lower Clarence a couple weeks ago, and then the pink catches kind of fell off, and then they picked up again here this last opening in districts 1 and 2. We are seeing a higher percent males than what we normally see this time of year. Which is generally indicates that the run is coming in a little bit later than normal. And we have been seeing a low average weight on the pink salmon as well.
Smaller size for individual fish can sometimes signal a larger overall return, and managers are hopeful that the 28 million harvest forecast for the region is still a possibility. They'll know more over the next few weeks, heading into what's normally the peak of the pink season. Pinks are targeted by the region's purse seine fleet, which is having 15-hour openings on Thursdays and Sundays in the early season. Most of the focus is around Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island, and many permit holders are not yet out fishing. In the past, hatchery chum salmon have filled in a gap for seiners and have taken pressure off wild pink stocks. In recent years, that hasn't been the case. The Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association produces some of those chums around Sitka, Cake, and Petersburg. And NSRAW General Manager Scott Wagner calls chum returns miserable.
Well, it's just a continuation of last year and the terrible return last year. Widespread issue out in the Gulf is causing all species of salmon, but particularly chum, to do very poorly.
There's been no fishing this season around the Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island because of a low forecast. There have been openings at Southeast Cove near Cake and Thomas Bay near Petersburg, but catches have been poor. Wagner says chum are smaller than normal this year, and he doesn't expect early summer chum will hit the low end of forecasts at any of NSRAW's sites.
So that's discouraging. We're about halfway through the return, and particularly Thomas Bay and Southeast Cove are performing very poorly. Gunnock Creek, that's our first return to the hatchery there with four-year-olds, and it's looking better. We're seeing about half of our broodstock needs right now, about 10,000 fish, which is encouraging, but not what we forecasted. And then same thing at Hidden Falls. It's looking slow again and likely come in under forecast. And we are just now starting to see some schools move into the bay. So
Gunnock Creek is NSRAW's chum hatchery in Cake. The region-wide chum catch topped 700,000 fish by the middle of July. All of Southeast hatcheries combined forecast a total of 9.5 million dogs for the season. There have been some better catches of chum for gillnetters fishing closer to Juneau and in Lynn Canal. In the central part of the region, however, the drift gillnet fleet has seen one area remaining closed for the first part of the season. Fish and Game's Tinas explains managers have kept District 8 around the Stikine River near Petersburg and Wrangell closed for multiple species.
It was closed initially for Chinook salmon conservation, but it's also been closed for sockeye salmon. We weren't expecting a large return of Stikine River sockeye salmon this year. And as a result, District 8 has kept closed because of that. So we haven't had any indications in our District 6 drift gillnet fishery that the Stikine run is coming in larger than forecasted, so District 8 has remained closed.
District 6 is near Zarembo Island and northern Prince of Wales and has seen some openings for gillnetters. The Stikine River forecast going into the season was for 56,000 sockeye. That's well below average and similar to what came back last year, but the run may not even meet that poor forecast. There are a few better showings of sockeye numbers elsewhere in the region, at Redoubt Bay near Sitka and on the Setuk River in Yakutat. Tina says it's still too early to know the strength of sockeye on the Taku, Chilcat, and Chilcoot rivers. Some of those saw some high water levels from a big snowpack to start off the summer.
You know, if anything, it's, I would say it's slowed down, at least, you know, the Chinook and sockeye heading up the big mainland rivers being the Stikine and Taku.
Gill netters are having openings from 2 to 4 days, depending on the area, with the bulk of the fleet focusing on District 11 near Juneau and District 15 in Lynn Canal. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.